The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees today announced this year's Nansen Refugee Award winner. Gordon Martin reports from Geneva.
The award commemorates the pioneering work of the Norwegian explorer Dr. Fridtjof Nansen, the first High Commissioner for Refugees of the Old League of Nations, originator of the principle of international protection of refugees, and creator of the Nansen passport, which gives a valid travel document to stateless persons. UNHCR announced that this year's award will go to Dr. Catherine Camilleri, a 37-year-old lawyer with the Jesuit Refugee Service, JRS, in Malta, for her work in defending the rights of refugees and migrants, most of whom arrive in Malta from North Africa. UNHCR spokeswoman Jennifer Pagonis explains why the award has gone to Dr. Camilleri.
The selection committee praised Dr. Camilleri's tireless efforts to advocate for refugees and her political courage. She had been chosen in recognition of her exceptional dedication to the refugee cause.
UNHCR notes that the Jesuit Refugee Service and Dr. Camilleri herself have this year been targeted by arsonists opposed to the development of services to help refugees. 5 years ago, the number of asylum seekers reaching Malta increased sharply, and irregular migration became a high-profile political issue in Malta. Dr. Camilleri expanded the Jesuit group's activities and obtained funds to set up new projects offering health, education, and other services to all refugees, regardless of race, religion, or ethnic origin. This is Gordon Martin for Vatican Radio in Geneva.
My colleague Susie Hodges had the chance to speak to the Nansen Refugee Award winner, Dr. Catherine Camilleri. She told us about the problems refugees are facing in Malta.
Overall, it's a very basic existence. I mean, their very basic needs are met, but so little beyond that. Often, they don't have enough clothes, they don't have enough shoes. Besides this sort of, in a sense, physical hardship, there's also the fact that it's difficult for them to access basic services. It's difficult for them to get proper information, generic information about the procedures, about their rights, about the way in which their asylum application will be processed, but also about their specific case. Often they have burning questions about their situation, which they want answered. And it is so difficult for them to get an answer because, in a sense, they are unable to approach the authorities who take decisions about their cases. And a large part of our work is, in fact, serving, so to speak, as a bridge between the detainees and the authorities.